Com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, America. Your health and your life. Jackson, Mississippi, there's Roger. He writes in and says, my wife is suffering from a lot of night sweats. She's only 28, so it can't be menopause, right? Any thoughts? Well, a couple of thoughts. Yeah, definitely. Could be hormones, but could also be, Roger, when you're dealing with something like night sweats and you just don't know what it is, could be hormone related, unrelated to menopause, but still you might want to go get some testing done. Blood tests are very, very good to get and looked at and let the physician kind of take a peek at what's happening. Now, as far as hormones go, if that's the route it's going, there's so many things you can do to support hormones in the body. Number one, fats in the diet. Always, always, always. We get rid of fats because we think it's going to make us fat, and we've just bought into that for so many years, but fats are actually extremely good for the body. They help, of course, skin, hair, and nails, but from an internal hormone perspective, phenomenal. Remember, hormones are made from cholesterol. What are cholesterol made from? Fat. So cholesterol is extremely important. We kind of knock it a lot, but the reality is it's actually very important to the body. Not too much of it, but just enough, of course. Getting that checked out is going to be important. Now, it could be other issues. It could be thyroid, and that's why she might need to get that looked at just to make sure there's nothing going on with the thyroid gland, the adrenal glands, the pituitary gland, whatever it might be. All of those systems need to be evaluated to make sure that everything's okay. Even brain chemistry sometimes can cause some issues within these night sweats. So just have her get it checked out. Of course, you can get a good game plan from there. Now, once you figure out what it is, what the blood tests show, and all that jazz, if you want to call back here on the show, I'd be glad to take it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can always send me an email as well. Go to teamlifestyle.com. There at the website, you can find out all information about the show. If you missed something, you can catch that information there as well. And our lifestyle providers around the country, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Go to the website, you can find someone in your area. Go into the phones to talk with Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
I was calling to discuss an issue I'm having with adult cystic acne. And was wondering if there are any alternative treatments available for that.
Cystic acne. My goodness. Yeah, there's a lot you can do for it. Now, again, when you're an adult, it's kind of frustrating. I'm sure it's kind of like, I'm an adult. I'm not a teenager. But the reality is that skin conditions are inside out, not outside in, right? So when you have a condition going on in the gut, in the digestive tract, if there's bacteria that's unhealthy or the wrong kind of bacteria or just not enough of the good bacteria, whatever that might be, it can start reflecting that way in the skin. And a big piece of that will show itself in acne. So a lot of times we think it's from the outside, like an infection or bacteria, whatever. It's usually coming from the inside, down in the gut. And so as you start to clean that out, lower out inflammation, start to cut out certain foods that might be causing a lot of sensitivities, a lot of the dairy products will do that. Also, you've got to look at a couple of items which are really important because gluten, which is a protein found in most grains, can really begin to wreak havoc. And so you want to make sure to take a look at that as well. And cutting those foods out for about 8 weeks typically is the way to go for you to really start seeing an improvement. And then you can start adding them back in. That's what most doctors will do. And as you start adding the foods back in, like maybe you use wheat for 2 or 3 days, or then you go with the dairy products. And then if you get a reaction, you'll know that you're probably a little sensitive to those foods. And by understanding that, it'll really help you on the side of figuring out what to do. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to be in a place where it continues. It's very frustrating. I know that. I get that. So probiotics can be very helpful. Zinc can be really helpful as well. Only about 20 to 40 milligrams depending on your body weight. And also omega-3 fatty acids. We're very deficient. We don't eat enough fish. It's not just two or three pieces of fish a week for what we actually need. We actually need a lot more than that. And by increasing our healthy fats, it can be tremendous. So just a couple of tips there. But I would definitely get with someone that can guide you in that process. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. FDA is now moving to ban trans fats. Okay, the Food and Drug Administration said recently that it's proposing to ban artificial trans fats in the processed food ranging from cookies to frozen pizza, citing the risk of heart disease. These partially hydrogenated oils, which are primary dietary source of fats, have been shown to raise the bad cholesterol. Reducing the use of trans fats can prevent about 20,000 heart attacks and about 7,000 deaths from heart disease a year, the FDA said. It's a big deal. Trans fats have always been a big deal. And I just think that with disease rising and with especially heart disease, hopefully it's made an eyebrow or two raise over there and they're saying, okay, this is kind of a big deal. So they said, of course, the public health advocates have welcomed the move, as we have for many, many years. But the FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg said that the current intake remains a significant public health concern, enough for the FDA to make a move. So artificial trans fat is a uniquely powerful promoter of heart disease. And today's notion, they say, in the FDA's proposal, is not the first public effort to ban the trans fats. New York City banned the use of trans fats in restaurants, and many restaurants and fast food chains, including McDonald's, have completely eliminated them. So trans fats are present in a wide range of processed foods, including crackers and cookies, frozen pizza, and refrigerated dough, coffee creamers, and ready-to-use frosting. Some products will be harder to reformulate than others, the FDA said. We know that technically this is not an insoluble problem. Hamburg told reporters recently on a conference call that according to Grocery Manufacturers Association, food manufacturers have voluntarily lowered the amount of trans fats in their food products by more than 73%. And the partially hydrogenated oils are derived from vegetable oils such as soybean oil. And the hydrogenation, which is a chemical process, converts liquid vegetable oils into a solid or semi-solid fat, which is then preferred for baking and can have a longer shelf life. Still terrible for your health. So the FDA's proposal is subject to a 60-day public comment period in which food companies are expected to outline how long they expect to reformulate their products. And if the proposal becomes final, the partially hydrogenated oils would be considered food additives and would not be allowed in food unless authorized by health regulators. So that's a good move. I mean, really, trans fats are one of the most cancer-causing, heart disease-producing substances that we have in our food chain, period. And we've known that for a long time. So for the FDA to jump in and start making these moves to really push back against them, I say kudos to them. FDA gets a bad rap all the time for various situations from the natural healthcare industry. And I'll tell you that, you know, again, in some cases, rightfully so. But in this case, I give kudos to the FDA for jumping in and say, you know what? No more. You got to reformulate your food, get the trans fats out. Pretty exciting. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address the specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things that I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725, 877-646-3725, or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Help you to get your lifestyle where it needs to be. Your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget it. Going to the phones to talk to Mac. Hi, Mac.
I'm just calling because I'm thinking about taking ATG, the protocol, and I was just wondering, is it best to shoot it in the muscle or is it best to shoot it in the back?
Well, on the HCG, you really can go either way, but I'll tell you that, you know, typically, I'm just not a big fan of that plan. I think, you know, there's better ways to go about it. I mean, it definitely can reset from a hormone perspective, for sure. And sometimes it can stick, sometimes it won't. And so it all depends. It's really better, my opinion, to come up with a good game plan for the long term, to really lower the inflammation, to get your calories where you need it to go, and get on a good exercise plan, and let it go and let it be steady. Slow and steady wins, always. Tortoise always wins. Remember that. But, I mean, if you're going to go that route, either one's fine. Just make sure, obviously, you've got some good guidance from a physician throughout the process. I'm a big, big fan of that, because when you're playing around with hormones and systems in the body, you've got to have someone that's an expert that can oversee. Not Dr. Google, but actually a physician that knows what in the world they're doing, and they can oversee. Good way to go. Make sure to stick with it, though. If you're going to go that route, be very, very meticulous on how you do everything. Very, very important. And also, in your exercise routine, make sure you're doing something of getting a good lean quality protein. I like using some kind of whey protein powder before and after exercise because it protects the breakdown of the muscle and it eliminates cortisol, which is that stress hormone produced by the adrenal glands, from elevating too much and tearing down too much muscle tissue, because that's one area you're going to be fighting against with the whole HGG plan. Is you got to be really, really cautious so the muscle tissue doesn't start breaking down. You want to preserve that as much as possible. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Prostate cancer, they're saying now, is tied to a higher odds for melanoma. So men with prostate cancer, which is now one of the top cancer diagnoses for men, may face an increased risk for developing melanoma skin cancer down the road, a new study says. The finding stems from a new analysis of data involving about 60,000 patients, which prompted a study team's observation that roughly about 18% of the cancer diagnoses in the United States. Study lead author July Hahn, who's an associate professor at the Department of Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, said recently in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, the research was funded by the National Institutes of Health. These also authors noted that the United States prostate cancer is currently the most common type of non-skin cancer diagnosis, and to explore a potential connection between the history of prostate cancer and subsequent melanoma risk. So they poured over two sets of data. The first concerned about 42,000 men, all Caucasian, between age 40 and 75, who had participated in a study of health professionals between 1986 and 2010. And in this, ultimately, the investigating team uncovered about 5,000 confirmed cases of prostate cancer among the pool of patients from the health professional study, and in those there were about 500 instances of melanoma. They were trying to pull together how they correlated. Well, after reviewing prostate cancer and melanoma together in the second pool of patients, the contrast was that they observed the relationship between prostate cancer and the higher risk of non-melanoma skin cancer that associated the risk bump, and it was deemed to be considerably lower than the increased risk for melanoma itself. Dr. Otis Brawley, who's the chief medical officer of the American Cancer Society, suggested that the prostate cancer melanoma link, while intriguing, might potentially be explained by the fact that all the study participants were not run-of-the-mill members of the general population, but rather medical professionals. He said, my first thought was that physicians who are diagnosed with prostate cancer have a health-seeking behavior that means that they're more likely to be screened for melanoma, and they're therefore more likely to be diagnosed with melanoma. However, the notion of the so-called detection bias seemed to be undercut by the study team's additional observation. Although prostate cancer was linked to higher risk for melanoma, no other skin type or no other type of skin cancer was found to be similarly associated with the melanoma risk. So again, they say it's possible that the hormone influence, this is the deal. In prostate cancer, they're still concerned there's a major flux in testosterone levels, and they're thinking that can be an issue. And they're saying here that there's a possible hormone influence that might hold true even for the melanoma. So linking those two together is what they're looking at. So, of course, they always give the disclaimer there's no cause and effect relationship in this, but they're looking to prove it and to find if there's a direct connection. Interesting, to say the least. Really good information. And prostate cancer being one of the tough health challenges for guys, and we're seeing it more and more, we really got to come up with a good game plan to fight and fight against it, because for the long term, it's our lifestyle choices, our habits that we make every single day that really, really lead to some of the big decisions as far as prostate cancer goes. So your choices every single day matter. If you're eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, it's not just genetic. Okay, it's our lifestyle choices. You're sedentary, overweight, eating processed foods on a regular basis, drinking soda, eating sugar, and then you get cancer at some point. You've got to say to yourself, okay, it's not just a deck of cards I've been dealt. I mean, personal responsibility has to hop in at some point, but if you don't know any better, you can't do any better. And so on this show, that's what we want to do, is point you in the right direction. And if you're sitting there going, well, I've been eating this way for 20 years, you know, is it all my fault? Not really. I mean, you didn't know any better. So the good news is we can learn, we can teach. You can get on board with a brand new game plan and start living better, and your body can be better. You know what the great thing about the human body is that it regenerates every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form. We get a brand new body about every couple of years. The good news about that is it doesn't matter where you've been, it matters where you're going. It doesn't matter what your habits have been, it matters about the ones you have right now. So we can change. It's about having the right tools to make the right decisions to be better than you have been in the past now. On this show, that's what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Back to the phones when we come back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to Donnie now on the phones. Hi, Donnie.
I do have arthritis in my lower back, and I've been taking a product, Zyphomed through Swanson's, and I'd like to see what he thinks about that.
Well, the product's fine, but it just depends, because with any kind of arthritis, back pain, joint pain, whatever it might be, a pill is not going to fix that. The mindset of doing that is kind of going back to a simple mindset of just managing something. It's what medicine does a lot of, and not that that's a bad thing, but you've got to look at your lifestyle choices and your habits every single day, and say, okay, what am I doing to support my body and to get to the root cause? What brought me to this position in the first place? Is it overuse? Do you sit a lot? You got to ask yourself, okay, what has caused a lot of this, whether it's arthritis or joint pain or whatever it might be, and then you start to build a good plan based around that. So many times, I mean, a supplement like that, yeah, it can be helpful. It can be supportive to the body. But you've got to look at your eating habits, because that's a much bigger picture. If you're eating foods that create a lot of inflammation and then taking a supplement, probably not going to do a whole lot. But if you have a radical kind of transformation in the way you eat, the way you exercise, rest, stress management, all of these kind of issues put together, if you really start putting all of that together in sync, that's where healing begins, and that's where everything really can start. So to me, that's what I would bring up to you as far as looking at a good game plan first. Supplements, great. Sure. Is that a good product? Yeah, it's fine. But the bigger question is, what are you doing on a regular basis? Are you eating non-inflammatory based foods? Are you cutting out the grains and a lot of adding in the healthy fats? You know, those are the kind of questions to ask yourself first, to work on for a period of time, and then see how your body responds. And then you won't have to question whether or not it's a supplement or not. I'll tell you a product that's really good, though, as a singular product that's very effective with studies and all that sort of thing around it, is AminoActive. AminoActive for joint-related pain and issues. It's pretty much becoming the gold standard. And you can check them out at aminoactive.com. Amazing. I know the formulator, I know the people that put it together. It's a great company and a great product, for sure. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. And if you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, everything that we teach here on the show, they're called the Lifestyle Providers. You can go to mylifestyleproviders.com. Check it out there. And also, our live events are kicking off coming up soon. If you want us to come to your city in your area, just give us a call there at 888-283-7272. You can talk to our live event team, and we can come to the church or organization in your area. But we're laying out our schedule right now for next year. A lot of great events coming up. Excited to come to your town. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to the phones again to talk with Mary. Hi, Mary.
I want to know what the best way is to deal with gas if you have IBS.
Well, with gas, here's the deal. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, can come from several different areas. And the key is with IBS is lowering, obviously, the inflammation in the gut, but it's finding what foods are actually triggering that for you. And everyone's different. I mean, for example, some people may have a real hard time with wheat products and gluten, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. All of that might be a real big issue. And then some folks may really have a hard time with dairy products. That might be a trigger for them. So you have to really determine what the major issues are, and for you, what the main issues are. I mean, because everyone's different. So once you put that together and figure that out, then you can actually start to tackle it. You can just eliminate everything and start from scratch, do kind of a cleanse for 21 days. That's a great way to go, too. But then you've got the emotional stressors as well. Remember, the subconscious mind, stress levels in your life, all of that, they play a big role with IBS. And when people struggle with that sort of thing, all of that matters. And as the body begins to heal, it depends on the kind of foods that you use, and it depends on the lifestyle choices and habits that you create. Probiotics play a big role in digestive health, with IBS, but I really believe many times it's about removing the stressors in the body. It's about removing the areas that cause the body to not function that well. First, you have to get rid of that. And then you can build. Because it's not just one little silver bullet that will come in and transform everything. IBS is a big, it's a challenge for a lot of people. And I really think that you start eliminating the food, you start with your habits, you start with analyzing your stressors in your life, and then you put a good solid game plan together and get someone to guide you in that. And that's one of the best things you can do. Don't ever throw your hands up with something like IBS and say, I don't know. I don't know what I can do. Because the gas and all the symptoms that come along with that are coming from the body's inability to break down foods properly. And you've got to stop that first and figure out what that root cause is. And from there, you can start building a good, successful plan. And I'm sure your GI doctor that you're working with is a great teammate in all of this. And whatever you're doing, make sure you let them know. And they'll probably have some light to shed on the direction you're going as well. Stomach issues, they say, are a blame now for autism symptoms. So kids with autism frequently deal with stomach issues. They go hand in hand, which is pretty common. That's why the whole gluten topic has been so hot, and some of the celebrities have written books on him and are really involved in that movement. But yeah, you take gluten out of the diet, which is a protein found in most grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. You take gluten out, and you can see some amazing changes in kids and even young adults with autism. I mean, it's dramatic. It's not just, oh yeah, well, you know, they're a little bit more focused. And you can really tell a difference. And I just challenge you, if you've got a child or someone that deals with this, to, of course, you want to check with their doctor and all that, make sure that's a cool thing. But no one's going to care if you stop eating bread. Not one doctor. They're going to say, well, I don't think it makes a difference, and that's fine. But you cut out cereal, you cut out bread, you cut out a lot of the grains, and it takes about 8 weeks to notice any difference. So you can't do it for like 2 weeks and go, oh, this isn't working. It takes a while. So do it for a little while and see. I think you'll be amazed. Well, they're saying now in the Journal of Autism and Developmental Disorders that researchers from the University of California, Davis, found that these stomach issues, which include constipation, diarrhea, and sensitivity to foods, may cause extreme pain and discomfort in autistic children and cause them to act out, become irritable, or become withdrawn. So the researchers looked at more than 1,000 kids, with about 500 who are autistic, and enrolled in an autism study between 2003 and 2011, and they found that parents of the autistic children were 6 to 8 times more likely to report gastrointestinal symptoms than parents with non-autistic children, and equally likely to report behavioral issues. So the parents of children with autism have long said that their kids endure more GI problems, but little has been known to the true prevalence of these complications of their underlying causes. And a study author, Virginia Chaidez, who's a postdoctoral student at the UC Davis Department of Public Health at the time of the study, said in a statement, the GI problems they experience may be bidirectional. And what they mean by that is the GI problems may create behavioral issues as well. And either one might exacerbate the other. The hyperactivity and repetitive behaviors that often accompany autism may be coping mechanisms for the child to deal with the pain of the GI problems, according to the study, and suggest alleviating the issues, which could help reduce the behaviors. Now, appropriate treatment of the GI symptoms may help alleviate at least some of the problematic behaviors and improve the quality of life in children with autism, along with their families. The researchers wrote in the study, until clinicians and therapists consider that through GI history, that a possible explanation for adverse behaviors, that the GI disorders in the population will continue to be overlooked. Steve Lamb, who's a physician, said he's an internist at NYU Medical Center, and he calls himself a gut health expert. He says that findings aren't surprising. We know that absolutely that the gut is a very important connection with the brain. Dr. Lamb said that's why when people are anxious, they get a bad feeling in their stomach. And when the gut is uncomfortable, it sends signals to the brain that can cause depression or agitation. So this agitation may manifest in outbursts of autistic children, and especially since autism or autistic children have a very different makeup of gut bacteria that make them more susceptible to the gastrointestinal issues. The good news is, however, that in helping autistic children regulate their gut microbes, they said that the effective way to manage their behavior is by changing the gut flora. So parents are dealing with children every day. They find when you feed them more fruits and vegetables and less dairy and gluten, many of them improve. It doesn't cure it, but I mean, it makes it more manageable, and it's helping them their symptoms. It's not just for the parents. It's for the ones who have the autism. It's amazing to me how just making some simple dietary changes, lifestyle changes, with what a child is going through, how it literally can go in and transform their health. What we eat, what we put inside of our body becomes our body and can directly influence how we behave, how our body acts, and how it responds. So the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick or into a health challenge with hope and the good, right kind of guidance and the right tools, many times you can lifestyle your way out. And just like in this study about autism, there's ways to do that. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area that believes the same way we do, believes all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, just go to the website, go to teamlifestyle.com, or call the phone number. One of our team members can help you find someone in your area. Food for the hour is tilapia, something I ate tonight before doing the show. One of my favorite fish. And it's got all kinds of health benefits. I love it. Eat it all the time. It's, of course, complete protein. It's got all the amino acids your body needs. I'm a big, big fish guy. And 1 3.5-ounce portion of tilapia, cooked using dry heat, is about 26 grams of protein. And the Institute of Medicine recommends that adult men consume about 56 grams of protein, adult women about 46 grams, and or about 71 grams of protein each day if you're pregnant and nursing. So omega-3s are another big one. It's loaded in those omega-3 fats that we always talk about, healthy fats, good for hormones, skin production, also just great for immune system function. Really good for the brain development and growth development in kids, too. But according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 4 ounces of tilapia contains about 150 milligrams of DHA plus EPA. Those are the two most important parts of the omega-3s. And according to the Institute of Medicine, adult men should consume about 1,600 milligrams of omega-3s a day and about 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s in women. So, I mean, that just tells you right there. So a 4-ounce piece of tilapia has about 150 milligrams of the omega-3s, right? So let's say you had an 8-ounce piece of tilapia. Most guys eat pretty hearty. So that would give you 300 milligrams. So do you see how when we say eat fish about 2 or 3 times a week, that's really good for your health? Do you see how that's so far from how much you really need to be eating? And so you get your omega-3s from, you can get them from nuts and seeds as well. So you can get those there. And but, you know, you've got, I like fish oil. I still like salmon oil or cod liver oil. Some use krill oil. But the fish oils are a great way to really bump those omega-3s. Your body needs them in a major way. Your brain chemistry, brain function, I can't tell you how important the omega-3s are for your overall dietary plan. And tilapia is loaded with them. Weight control is another great one. Eating tilapia on a regular basis can help you control the weight. Tilapia is naturally low in fat, contains about 128 calories in about a 3.5 portion that a new study was published in the recent edition of the Journal of Heart and Lung Transplantation. Subjects who consumed 8 grams of omega-3s from fish oils showed an overall improvement in body weight. Now, the reason for that is with omega-3s and healthy fats, your body actually helps get rid of fat because it works on balancing out the hormones. You know, some of the experts now are saying to eat about 40 to 45% of your diet in healthy fats. Go figure that out. For the amount of calories I eat every day, and I work out a lot, and so I keep my calories at a moderate pace. That would almost be like 170 grams of fat a day. Now, if you're eating good healthy fats, which I do, and I do almost eat that amount of fat every day. When you're eating that, you feel amazing. Energy levels are good. You get lean. You stay strong as far as exercise goes. It's amazing. All the CrossFit people that are doing the CrossFit exercising, they're big on the healthy fats too. And that's why you see them. Show me a real fat, overweight person that does CrossFit. You won't find it. They're all ripped and lean because of the way they're eating. They're following more of a paleo plan, which was lower on the inflammation scale. It's a great way to go. but they keep their fats up, and the fats play a big role. It's great for heart disease prevention. We're talking about tilapia as our food for the hour. And tilapia, now they're saying, may help reduce your risk for heart disease. In the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, studies show strong evidence that consuming 1 to 2 servings of fish per day, about 250 milligrams of EPA and DHA, reduces your risk of coronary heart disease and sudden cardiac death. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, it is what it is. I am a big fish fan. I think they're great. And, as far as it's probably my favorite food to eat all the way around. Great for you in every way. I think eating fish every day is important. So whatever your game plan is, whatever you're eating a lot of, if you make sure you get fish in, you're going to get great protein, some of the top-level components of protein that you can put in the body, and you're going to get great amounts of omega-3 fats. And that's a big piece of it. It's getting your omega-3 fats at a high level. It's going to be great for brain function, cognitive function, of course, and then also for your heart. And so putting those all together is a great plan. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. We've got Stan down in Georgia. Wants to know about what to do for arthritis. Well, Stan, here's the deal. With arthritis, one of the keys that you have to look at is lowering the inflammation. How do you do that? You raise the omega-3 fats. We were just talking about that. You raise those healthy fats and get those up into a good range. That is one of the big keys for arthritis. The other one for arthritis, remember, it's an itis, so we're dealing with inflammation. So with itis, one of the keys I really like that I've seen work very, very well with people is, number one, taking care of yourself nutritionally, making sure that you're eating the right kind of foods, cutting out the processed foods, but also exercise. Believe it or not, even with arthritis, keeping the body moving helps tremendously. And it doesn't have to be like heavy weight training. It doesn't have to be high impact tennis or anything like that. It can just be something simple like walking or doing more body weight exercises. But getting your body moving and getting into a routine can help tremendously. One little key too, a little trick, go to your doctor. Check on those vitamin D levels. If the levels are below about 60 on the blood test, you'd probably need to ask your doc about supplementing with vitamin D3. Usually a good way to go. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.